Hey guys, welcome back to the Don't Sell Squad podcast, episode 56, How to Recover Quicker from Injuries. This episode covers why most people recover from injuries and the recommended guidelines, and how clients and myself have returned much quicker. So in this episode now, what are we? We're on Friday, a little bit late, recording it. And I'm going to be heading home for Christmas now, either later on today or tomorrow. So I should have done this podcast yesterday. The two roommates are out at their Christmas parties last night and could be getting up pretty soon. So I need to bang this out before they get up. So today, as I'm saying there, how to recover quicker from injuries. This was sparked just from chatting to someone in the DMs who was interested in the coaching, and they'd seen me talk through France's story. So France is a client who recovered from a Maze New fracture in 6 weeks to get back to her best friend's wedding in Ireland from Australia. So the doctor told her, you're still going to be in the boot and on the crutches in 7 weeks, never mind, you know, in 6 weeks' time going back to that wedding, like, it's just not going to happen. But through the Physical Freedom Program, we got her there. So I'll talk through it today, just three quick enough points on how she did that. Like, Frances isn't superhuman. I'm not superhuman. I recovered as well 7 weeks back to jiu-jitsu from the same injury when the timeline should be 5 or 6 months. It's just, as you'll see here, understanding of a few things. And the last one I'll go through will be a deeper understanding of the body, with a few points on how me and Frances and another client as well, actually Yushin in America, did the same thing to get back to snowboarding. So, but yeah, you'll understand at the end of this episode how it's possible and how there's nothing actually that special about it. So point one, the bell curve. So if you, well, you probably have heard of the bell curve. If you haven't, it's a curve that's in the shape of a bell, which represents most things. So it was actually originally done for IQ, to show the distribution of IQ in different populations, and no matter what population they studied, it would look like the bell curve, because it's small at each end. So let's say for the IQ one, there'd be a few like geniuses and then a few people not very intelligent, and then the vast majority of us are in the middle, which is roughly the average. So that's how it works for most things, and I'm just bringing that in here because that's how it is for injuries as well, and like in terms of understanding the body and recovering physical freedom quickly. There's a few people who are the quote outliers who come back from injuries really, really quickly, like myself, like clients. People like Tony Ferguson popped into my head. He was a big inspiration back in the day, recovering from really bad knee injuries and being back and putting on the performances of his career like months quicker than any other fighter had done. So there'll always be those people that just recover from injuries really, really quickly, and then there'll be people on the other end who can't get back to sport, and then the vast majority of people will be in the middle who recover in the recommended guidelines, like I was saying. So it's the same for most things in life, but what happens is we can just look at the outliers and think, oh, that's not me. Like, I'm the average person. I can't do what that outlier is doing. And already, through your self-limiting beliefs, you're going to keep yourself in the middle. So what I started doing then, when I was trying to change my life back at 23... so 9 years ago, starting with the physical freedom, starting with the injuries, I stopped following the average person and I started following the results. So I stopped looking at the people in the middle of the bell curve to see what they were going to do. Because when you think about it logically, if I wanted to recover quickly and all I'm doing is following the people who get average timelines of recoveries, what am I going to get? I'm obviously going to get the same thing. And that's what we go to physios, we go to chiropractors, we go to whoever. They're going to give us the recommended guidelines that the average person returns to sport in. If that's what you want, that's what you're going to get. You know, so it's just the kind of line of, if you follow average results, or sorry, if you follow like the average person and the average guidelines, don't be surprised with average results. What else are you going to get? You know, so it's just, that's what I started to realize back then. I was like, yeah, why am I surprised with this? Like, that's what I'm following. But the line I gave myself is like, follow the outliers if you want to emulate them. That's what I said. I'm like, why aren't you looking at the people down here? See what they're doing. Start copying them. What'll happen now? Surprise, surprise, I'll start to get quicker results because I'm following the results instead of the experts. Experts, you could say. So that was another thing as well. When I started diving into that, around the experts, and I've been there too. Look, whatever a doctor told me, it was like it came down from the divine. Like, who am I to question this? But as I'm saying, took five different experts to tell me five different things that were wrong with me, and none of them even said the same thing. So it was like throwing darts at a dartboard, and I just kind of realized, you know, this doesn't make sense. I thought they were all going to say the same thing, but all these experts, they're all telling me different things. So obviously, no one really knows. They're just opinions, essentially. And the opinions are based on your education and your experience. That's why the opinions are different. So instead of following those people, I started following the results, like I said. So I stopped following people who had the education, we'll say, but didn't have the experience. I'm going to this chiropractor for 8 years, but he looks like Santa Claus. He's overweight. He's not mobile. I'm trying to get more mobile. This doesn't make sense. Why don't I follow this guy who said he had chronic back pain, chronic hip pain, and now he's doing the front and middle splits? Do you see where I'm going with that? So the kind of analogy there is, let's say you wanted to get rich. Are you going to go and do this 4-year course on how to get rich by John, who's the lecturer, but he's on like 60 or 70 grand a year from the college, lives a pretty modest lifestyle? Or are you going to go to Bob down the road, who has a mansion, 3 supercars out the front, and a few holiday homes around Europe, but no qualifications? You know, so that's just kind of what it was for life, starting with the physical freedom. I was going to all the experts, you know, doing the courses, doing the general stuff, not getting the results. And then I switched and I said, look, I'm just going to the Bobs of this world, the people who have the results and no, quote, expert education. So that's the first thing to understand. It's essentially the bell curve. So stop following the people who are getting the average guidelines, the average results, going through the average guidelines, because that's what you're going to get. And you need to stop being surprised by that. So you need to start following the results, following the outliers if you want to emulate them. That's what I've done. That's what I've shown. And then Francis and other clients are starting to look at me and come through that route as well. The second point then, it's pretty much what I've said, was follow the results. But the 3 points within that I gave to myself on my own journey were: sharpen your bullshit detector, follow the results over doctorates and degrees, and then remember you are your own best guide. So I've kind of covered those points already, but on the sharpen your bullshit detector, have a healthy level of skepticism. That's what I would say, because, as you know, I've gone 10 years just listening to anyone who had a degree, who had a doctorate, who was recommended to me, who had a big practice, whatever. I just took everything at face value, believed all the stuff they said, and you know the end result of that. I just had to give up sport at 25, you know, didn't get the progress I wanted. So have a healthy level of skepticism. What I look for now, like I've just said, is results. Because like at the end of the day, that's what you want. You don't care what's on their wall, you don't care about who they are or any of that stuff. You care about your physical freedom, getting back to sports that you love. Or at least that's what I wanted. And to do that now, I make sure they have the results. So I want the results on themselves, and then I also want results from numerous clients. That's what I want. That's my own bullshit detector that I look for now. So that's what I give out. I've got to elite levels in things like mobility and strength, and I have numerous examples there. Go on to the website through the link, look at the results down the bottom. It's 40 or 50 amazing results there from people with stories like Francis. So again, there's no one-off stuff here. Go read them all the really detailed reviews from the clients there, and you obviously see my progress if you follow me on Instagram. So there you go. I've put out what got me the results before when I've seen people doing this, results on themselves and results with other people. And the final point there of remember you are your own best guide, that's a crucial thing too, because look, I've got results for all these people, got results for myself. Doesn't mean I'm going to get results for everyone in the world, does it? Like, if that was the case, there would only be like one type of rehab that everyone is doing. But there's many different types of rehab. Like, it's the same for everything in the world. If there was just one best solution that worked for every human on earth, then that person would just be an absolute billionaire. Nobody else would be making any money. So it's just not the reality of it. So that's what I would say as well. Remember, you are your own best guide, and you need to be taking ownership of that. So yes, follow the results, follow people that know what they're doing, getting the results you want, getting it with other people. But see if it works for you. Like, let's say you follow everything I've done to a T and it's not working for you. Don't follow me then. Don't listen to me then. I'm not working for you. So yeah, that's just the last thing of it, is to make sure that you're not following the results blindly either. That you're your own best guide, you're keeping track what's working for you. That's going to be the best way going forward. And the last point, Dane, this is more diving into the body. So I'll give you a quick little bit of information on the body that helped change my life in terms of recovering from these injuries quickly. And I got to be my own guinea pig here with the Maisonneuve fracture. So the same injury that Francis had, which is a broken leg and torn ankle ligaments. And we both had to get surgery on it. So that's when I tested out the theory around the body that I was learning. And the main point being that force is the language of cells. Okay, so force is the language of cells, meaning force is the language of the human body. So when we think of injuries, if we want to communicate to our body to heal that injury, to come back stronger, we can't speak in English to it. The human, I can't just go, hey, arm, will you repair yourself there? Thanks. The human body doesn't speak English, okay? That's the language that we speak to each other. But in terms of internally in the human body, the language it speaks is force. That's what it understands. And you do understand this because you go to the gym, or you know what the gym is at least. So if I want to get my bicep stronger, I don't sit here going, hey, bicep, will you get stronger? Thanks. What? How do I speak to it? I have to pick up a bit of weight and I have to curl my arm to put stress into the bicep, which is how you talk to it. You're saying to your bicep, hey, look, I'm stressing you now. You better get a bit stronger to be able to handle more of this in the future. So stress, force is the language of the human body. That's how we speak to it to get it to change. So even once you know that, and I like these are analogies, but it's backed up with in a more scientific way, which I could explain, going into things like fibroblasts and all this stuff, but I mean, that doesn't matter to you. So just through that analogy, force is the language of the human body. That's what you need to know, and you use it in strength training. So then, once we know that, and then we go back to an injury, like the Maisonneuve fracture, I've broken my leg, I've torn my ankle ligaments. If I stay in a boot 4, 6, or 7 weeks and don't move that whole leg whatsoever, what's that communicating to my body? Just forget everything that you think you know, you think you've been told about rest and about this, that. Forget everything. We're starting from ground zero, from first principles on the human body. Because as Aristotle says, some of the greatest philosophers, if you want to get towards the truth, you need to remove the impurities of assumptions, of conventions, and you start from first principles. That's how you're going to get progress in anything. That's how you're going to stop being fooled. So you need to just forget everything that you think you know. Start from first principles on the human body. And I'm telling you one now, which is that force is the language of the human body. And that's what I did. So I'm sitting there, approaching this logically. My ankle ligaments are fully torn. My leg is broken. The doctor says, stay in this boot for 7 weeks. What's that communicating to my leg? That's saying, leg, keep getting weaker and weaker for the next 7 weeks. The bone isn't getting loaded. The ligaments aren't getting loaded. So everything's just going to get weaker. So to me, that didn't make any sense. I'm like, why would I do that? I want to come back as quick as possible. The doctor is saying, communicate to your body to keep getting weaker and weaker. So I'm just like, that doesn't make sense. I'm going to test this. I know how the body works now. Apparently, let's put it to the test. So I started loading my ankle ligaments from day two by myself. So I did all the rehab myself at home. I take off the boot. And obviously there's caveats of I got the all clear from the doctor and that the surgery went well. There's no complications, etc. Like, look, there's obviously caveats for different things here. And I'm not saying you walk on a broken leg. That's not what I did. Obviously there's nuance to it. But overall, that's what I did. I started loading the ankle ligaments that were torn from day two. And the main thing is, you just need to find a level that your body can adapt to. So it's a grade 3 ligament tear. I have the videos, my ankle looked like a fucking balloon. But I was like, there's only one way to find out the truth about this, isn't it? I'm going to load it, very lightly. And back then, that was literally me just moving my ankle millimeters each side. And then over time, I'd push it into the boot, harder each direction, etc. And moving on from there. But what was I communicating to my body? I was communicating ankle ligaments slowly get stronger. Slowly get stronger. Just like strength training in the gym. It's the same thing. It's the same principle of the human body. So when you get injured, you could think of your capacity, which is this one here, if you're watching on YouTube, and then the load, that's the stress you're giving your body. So back when I was training, my capacity was up here. Now I've torn my ankle ligaments, it's right down to the bottom. So what do I have to do? I obviously can't do the things I was doing, or it's going to be massive pain and even injured even more. I have to come way down here, just load it here, it'll adapt, capacity go up, just load it here, and that's what I had to do. And down here, that was just me trying to move my ankle side to side very slowly. And through that process, 7 weeks later, when I should have been coming out of the boot, I was walking in normally and handed the boot to the doctor, who, it was a different doctor, and he was kind of like, you're Mark, aren't you? You're meant to be coming in on the boot or whatever. And I just explained this to him in a more scientific way, and then he just said, yeah, that makes sense. Keep doing what you're doing. You know, so this is how it's all just been solidified for me. Everything that I've learned, following the results, and then getting to a stage where I recovered in 7 to 9, we'll say 7 weeks was that day, but 2 weeks later I was back at jiu-jitsu, so I recovered in 9 weeks from a Mason new fracture when the guidelines are 5 months to return to sport. So shattered it, less than half the time, and I was back, and a doctor is there like, yeah, look, that scientifically makes sense. I understand what you've done. Like, I wouldn't recommend it, but I understand what you've done. Keep doing it. So there you go. Like, I've just done the outlier thing like Tony Ferguson did, and there's nothing special about it, but it's just because I had a 6 or 7 week head start on the average person, because they don't understand the things that I did about the body, and they don't have the attitude and things like that to actually try these things. So once I had that, that's what started changing things for me. I'm like, holy shit, the human body is incredibly adaptable. Like, it's incredibly adaptable, incredibly powerful, incredibly resilient. But people just don't know this. Why? Because we follow the general guidelines about the human body being fragile, oh, rest and injury, self-fulfilling prophecy, because now the body heals slower because they're not speaking the language of the human body. And there you go, stuck in these self-limiting beliefs. So through these stories, Frances would have seen this. She jumped on it and she did the same thing. She recovered in 6 weeks instead of the 4 or 5 months. Eugene in America did the same thing. So to wrap all this up, this is the line I saw that encapsulated what I'm trying to talk about here perfectly, okay? Because title of the episode, How to Recover Quicker from Injuries. This is it in one line. If you want to ride the wave, you have to go against the current. So if you want to ride the wave, you have to go against the current. If you want better results than you've ever got before, it's not going to come from doing the same thing that everyone else is doing. It doesn't logically make any sense. If you're following everyone else doing this average stuff, how are you just going to somehow expect to get better results than them? So that's what I'm saying. If you want to ride the wave, you have to go against the current. The current and the mainstream stuff, they're all going this way, following blindly, not reasoning from first principles, no logical thinking. You have to come around and go the other way and start trying these other things, following the results, and you'll end up riding the wave. Well, they'll just stay down in average results. And of course, over time, people look at you like, how are you doing this? Oh, you've some better genetics, or you've some whatever, and just making up excuses as to why they couldn't do it. And of course, you followed my story. In terms of chronic pain and injury and stuff, I've not had luck or genetics in that area. So there you go. That's how you recover quicker from injuries. Understand the bell curve, follow the results, and understand lots about the body. But one crucial thing is that force is the language of the human body. So we'll finish up then with the Physical Freedom Program membership. So that's live now, a couple of weeks. Just went live there in December. So it's all the education programs from the one-to-one coaching into a cheaper membership platform that everyone can access. So the deal for this month on launch was €22 a month, but the price has gone up towards €50 in January. So you're going to be listening to this probably on Monday. There's 1 week left. So this is the last week. If you want to join it at the lower price, you will keep that €22 a month forever going forward. So look, there's lots of things going on. I know we have Christmas presents. I have to get mine later on today or tomorrow. But one of the best gifts you can ever give someone is physical freedom. So for yourself, for someone else, €22 a month. You'll get all the education and the programs in the membership. And there's live calls there once a week as well to get some help from me. So the 6 sections in there, we got the instructions. Then we got the physical freedom education, the physical freedom program. That's the basic one everyone starts on for the first 1 to 3 months. Then there's sports-specific programs. For the gym, for field sports, for martial arts, whatever you're trying to get back to. And then after that, once you have your physical freedom, all my strength and conditioning programs are in there too, from basic up to elite. And if you see on the email just gone by as well, the importance of the SNC just for longevity. If you work on your strength and conditioning, if you get to elite levels, which you don't have to, but if you get to elite levels, you're 8 times less likely to die from all illnesses at all points in your life. So, you know, not only will it improve performance, reach your physical potential, it's going to help you live a longer, healthier life. So, yeah, Did I say? Oh, yeah, so the next Q&A is Tuesday 1 p.m. I think I said that already. But every Tuesday 1 p.m, that's when the live calls are going to be on, whether you're in the physical freedom stage and trying to recover from the chronic pain and injury, or you've passed that and you're into strength and conditioning programs. You can be asking me questions for any of that stuff on the call. Okay, so that's it. I suppose I should be saying Happy Christmas, should I? What's this going to be coming out on the 23rd? Yeah, Jesus. Happy Christmas to you and your loved ones. Hope it's a good one. And I suppose for next week's podcast, that'll be the 30th. Yeah, maybe I'll do more of a kind of a new year, plans for the new year, go a bit more into the lifestyle design and help you kickstart it from that end. So I'll leave it there. So don't settle. Live true to yourself. We'll talk to you next week.